What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you wanna be because I'm living my dreams. So I just wanna let you know that there are two main reasons why you stop at the stop sign. And the number two reasons why you stop at the stop sign is because number one reason that you could die. There's a possibility that you could actually run into somebody, right? Okay, that's one reason. And there's another reason. Another reason that you stop at the stop sign is because you could go to jail. Like, it's illegal. It's illegal. You have been trained in order to get your driver's license. You took a course, you took a test, and on the directions first said that, you know, information, you have to stop at a stop sign. And what do you have to do at a stop sign? Stop. Okay. And then you pass 9 times out of 10. If you listen to this, you're over 19. What is it? 16. So you've passed your driver's license. If you drive, you've passed your driver's license. And those two main factors are the reason why you stop. You don't even have to be thinking about stopping. You could be driving in the car right now. You know when it's about to turn green and you know when it turned yellow and you're slowing down. You just know your body does it. Your mind is trained and programmed to stop. And your mind is also programmed to just do the bare minimum. If you say, as long as I have enough to pay my rent, then that is all that you are going to make, is enough to pay your rent. If you say, as long as I got enough to do this, as long as my kids could just do, this is just what I want, as long as I have enough tucked away for my retirement, as long as, if you limit your mind, so be it. Your mind is going to be continuously to be limited. You are limiting yourself on the way that you think. And the only reason that you feel as if you haven't gone to the next level or different things that you want to do is you have to stretch your mind. And in stretching your mind, personal growth and development is ways to stretch your mind. You don't listen to personal growth and development just because. You listen to it because it helps grow your mind. It helps you listen to other people's experiences to help grow your own personal mind. We need to be listening to podcasts more than we need to be watching reality television shows, because you're watching the mind of people who are just trash. Like, I'm being honest. We need more podcasts. We need more people talking about stretching the mind than anything else. You listen to learn and to experience life. That's why you listen. That's why you watch. So anything, that's why you go to seminars. That's why you go to conferences, because you just want to grow. And what are ways that you can grow for cheap or for free? Or through whatever. If you're paying $10 a month for Spotify, why can't you listen to podcasts that are going to help expand your mind, take you to the next level in life? That's what it's about. It's all about growth and development, ladies and gentlemen. You may ask, Naima, what is this about? What is your podcast about? You want to know what my podcast, what is the Naima B Show about? It's all about personal growth and development. Being a better version of you. As you listen to me be my best version of me. I'm not in control of everything that's happening and everything that's going on. I am not in control. I'm just being used as a vessel. So that's why I have the Naima B Show. That's why I'm created. That's why I'm creating my YouTube channel for people to actually see the woman behind the voice. So you can get familiar. That's why I'm posting all the time on my Instagram. You know, because I really believe that I can help people. I really, really believe that I can help people because I feel like I can see all different perspectives. And when you can see all different perspectives, you are one up ahead because it's okay, because this is how you view your situation, which is okay. That's why I've always had such a large clientele and I've done very well in the salon industry. For those of you who don't know me, I have a salon and it's my destiny to have a salon. It's my destiny to be a stylist because I actually really have a genuine relationship with every single one of my clients. Like, I can listen to a story and when I tell you, yo, I am there with you because I go through the same things as well. Or I have been through the same thing. So, hey, sis, I can help you through this and maybe you can help me through that. That's been my entire experience. That's been my entire experience on life. I travel the world right now because one of my clients is a travel agent. I travel the entire globe because I have decided that I was going to be my best version of myself at the time. And my best version, of course, was being a hairstylist. And that was the gift that I allowed God to use at that time. It was my greatest advantage point at that time. And I think a lot of people have to understand and realize that. Where are you? What position are you in? Are you 19? Because maybe what I am doing right now, maybe is not good for you right now. Maybe you need to grow a little bit more in who you are as an individual and become that greatest person. Be that greatest version of that person at that moment. When I was 19, I could not handle what I have right now. I couldn't. There is no way. I wasn't there. So I had to grow myself and build myself into a greater person. And that was staying consistent every single day. Staying consistent every single day. And now I service on a consistent basis on average about 10 clients a day, maybe 7 to 10 clients, depending on what everybody is getting done. And it's a beautiful thing. And I'm so grateful for all of my clients. They know that I love them, but they can honestly say, I have a special connection with Naima.